Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Factory Podcast. I'm your host, Peter, joined by Donnie. How are you, Donnie?
I'm very well, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. No Tom this week. He currently has a dose of the COVID and he's babysitting duties, so he'll be back with us next week. I think he's back to normal, hopefully. Godspeed, Tom. Get well soon and all that. I'm sure he's all wish the exact same. Right, okay, let's get into the housekeeping. First of all, the second cup of the season is live. I put the tweet out, I talked about it last podcast. The Fantasy Football Scotland Royalty Rumble. It will kick off in game week 18, so that is 2 game weeks' time. DM me, or what I will do is I'll every so often just retweet that tweet and you reply to that and I'll put your name down. And before game week 18, I will announce what groups you're in and the format. If you haven't played it before, so you can know how it works out. Like I said before, it's not a 1 week cup. You get a couple of kind of bites at the cherry before you get knocked out or progress. And that will take us through roughly to just before the split. I think it works out. That's what we could have done it last time. We'll see how it works out. Right. So that's that. DM me or reply to the tweet. And we'll go to our own league top three. There is one change. Number three is the Dishonest Men. That's it. Make it a wolf. Number two, Nose Movers, Josie's Bus Drivers, and number one is yours truly, Pedro. So that is us there. Right, Tom, Right, Donnie, what was your score and rank this week?
Okay, so this just game weeks past, my score was 78 points. So I had Hemming in goals for 7, Captain Tav for 24, Casey for 1, Brown for 9, Palmer 15, Armstrong 6. O'Reilly 9, O'Hara 2, Danilo 2, McCausland 2, and Vice Captain Kyogo 1. So, for a lot of twos and ones at the end there, 78 points was still pretty healthy. I was 52nd the last time we talked. I had slumped to 149 at the weekend, and I've picked up to 93rd inside the top 100 now. So, I had a bad weekend just past, but the midweek fixtures, so I picked me back up again.
I thought that when I seen your score. You beat me by 3 points this week at 75. If I'd stood still, I'd have finished the same points you, but I try to be smart and move to Catwell from Armstrong. But that's more than a 1 week kind of transfer. We'll see how that pans out in the next 3 or 4 weeks, see if that works out. So my 75 was Laidlaw with 7 points, Brown with 9. That was a good first night opener. I thought I was wanting a good game week. That. Captain Tav, 24th, Tanzer 1, O'Hara 2, Palmer 15. Tavares 2, Cantwell, like I said, 3, O'Reilly 9, Vice Captain Furuhashi 1, and McCausland 2, and only left on the bench was Beerith. I was 6, I think last time we spoke, was that right? I was 6. I went to 4th, then back to 6 again, so I'm kind of moment with that.
I'd be happy with that.
See if I can get to the end of the Christmas period and see where I'm on, then we'll reassess my goals then. Right, so there's no Tom this week, Donnie, so we're not going to do the Tom go through the results. You've got something instead, it's like through the teams individual, sort of what you carried away.
Yeah, so there's also been a couple of game weeks since the last time we spoke, so I'm just going to cover off how each team did, and just as usual, what we've kind of picked from those matches, etc. So it's just alphabetical. So we've got Aberdeen, on a bad streak at the moment. They lost 2-0 to Hibs and 1-0 to Kilmarnock. I think people put too much faith in Aberdeen just because where they finished last season, they've got a lot of big names, but for me, they're a hard avoid. I think Tom's words at the weekend was Miowski's due. He's not due. Aberdeen are just out of form. I think they'll save themselves for the cup final. If they lose that, it'll probably be Robson's last game, and then we might see a change there. So for me, Aberdeen are an avoid. Peter, anything from Aberdeen?
Yeah, I avoid them as well. Miowski's the one that always kind of defancy him. He might do something the week, but I agree with you. I think Robson's there at the final, then he'll go. I think he's a dead man walking. He's going to get changed anyway. He's coming out with a lot of kind of comments in the press after the games.
Bites.
It didn't sound like he's a man, well, it sounds like a man under serious pressure and come out with kind of some crazy things about how we used to win the game with shorty possession and stuff like that. I'm thinking that sounds like a manager's going to be sacked soon. Like you say, I think he will get his team up for the final because it's a final and it's against Rangers. But I think after that, another manager comes from what we discussed, but I think he'll be getting his job soon. And I say this all the time with these managers, I've discussed this before. You employ somebody who is a rookie and they might have a good start, but eventually it will come back and bite you that these guys aren't qualified for the job yet.
Yeah, I've seen that myself. Can't argue there. Okay, so Celtic, they've won both their games, 3-1 to St Johnstone and 4-1 at Hibs. I was quite surprised how easy they overturned Hibs, but this is your category, Celtic expert. So what have you seen in the last two games?
The first half of St Johnstone was like, they ripped my eyes out. But Rodgers, what he said is, was disappointed he's been in the game, and I think he put the old hairdryer treatment at halftime. And it seemed to work. And I didn't really have any issues last night because I knew Hibs would come out and play football the same. And I think when Clement took over, his first game was a match, is that right? Teams who will come out and play. So I think whenever you play at home against a team like that, it's going to suit Celtic. We've got a question later on some of the players, so I don't want to do much in the whole Furuhashi-O debate. I just think MDL should normally say is O'Reilly and Palmer. Palmer's still on penalties, so we're going to keep that one. And like you mentioned at the start of the season, they're still not the greatest for keeping clean sheets. When there was 4-0 and a goal at the end, so Indians kept scales. Or Carter Vickers took off at half time. There's your reason why you stick to the three midfield or one up front.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No clean sheets, despite comfortable victories and the usual names in discussion. So same old from Celtic. Dundee, they only played once. They got a 3-3 draw with Motherwell. I mistakenly thought, even though I knew the Ross County game was postponed, I somehow put Dundee in that category and just left Beck. And of course, he scored again. So he's really causing me pain. They play Rangers next, so hopefully there's no returns there. But Dundee still going pretty well.
Yep, it's just Beck. I think he's the second highest defender game. Maybe that's second highest point scorer, I'm not too sure. But he's brilliant. I think I said this last week. He is playing pretty much a winger. Or maybe even a text to yourself, Donny, because they're playing 3-5-2 in transition, so he's playing that far forward. There's already been talking getting sold in January because he's a Liverpool loanee, is that right? I'm sure he is.
I don't know.
So I think he's obviously shown what he's worth. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if actually one of their own clubs had a wee look at him in January, because I think he's been great, and he's over 3 million now. So again, you have that idea where do you dive in, dive out?
Yeah.
I think he's there. Dundee are a better team than I think we all thought, so he is one of the players I think he can stick in most weeks, and even if they get beat 2-1 or 3-2, there's a good chance he'll go on the other side that with an assist.
Yeah, I don't have him. It's causing me pain, and probably too late in the day to go on him, so I'll just have to wait and see. Okay, next up we've got Hearts. They had a 1-0 win away to Kilmarnock, and they lost 1-0 last night to Rangers. They're up to third in the league now. Although they've got some tricky fixtures ahead. One point of note is that Gordon was on the bench. He's obviously back to fitness after his bad injury. So if you do have Clark, that might be something to look out for. But Hearts, are they doing anything for you, Peter?
We do look better defensively, I think. I always saw a clip it's last night. I think Butland had a couple of good saves. So
yeah,
it could have been a different game. But then I still expected just to... They had usually just a chance as well. So that's 10 meters to mile. I think they look better defensively. If I had the money, I'd probably go with a Hearts defender in there. But I'm quite stretched for finances right now, so it's one to watch. If Gordon comes back, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if Gordon now would be better than Clark. Wait, wait, see that. Do you know what Gordon's price is, by chance, off the top of your head?
No, I'd have to look it up. Give us a second.
I think he's probably cheaper now. That's the reason. Then
I think it's probably only a matter of time. You know, he was club captain, so.
Shankland's a one. Shankland again. I mean, I think there's a question later about ideal front three going forward.
Yeah, he's 3 million. So.
Nah, it's a no then, because there's better goalkeepers, yeah. Cheaper. Not better goalkeepers, just there's more returns.
Better value. No, absolutely.
Shankland's a one I like. I think he's put a real nice strainer form this season, but again, it's cost. But
yeah.
Apart from that, maybe defender, but actually, kind of warming the hearts, I think. They've turned the corner a bit. They've settled. He's got a more settled squad. They're playing pretty good. Can you tell me how did they play last night against Hughes? Did you just watch it? Or they?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it. They had chances before Rangers made it 1-0, and I think Rangers missed a load of chances to put the game to bed. So I guess they were always in the game at that point, but never overly a threat, which was good. But no, they've definitely been good value. They've got Aberdeen Celtic next, and then they'll have a good run after that. So they'll have played Rangers and Celtic. Hibs would be the only one outside of that. But no, they've done well. So moving on to Hibs, they had a 2-0 win over Aberdeen and the 4-1 defeat last night. They do have a nice run of fixtures: Livingston, St Johnstone, Ross County. Boyle, we've all kind of gone off him now, but he sprung up in that Aberdeen win with a couple of assists. So, you know, he could be an option for those fixtures. Campbell, Fish, Venti. I think there is still value in the Hibs team as well, despite that loss last night.
Yeah, I don't take any game against it. It doesn't really matter. If they came out and play football, they could get a chance of getting a pasting like they did. But Boyle interests me again. The striker's a bit of rotation, not too sure. I like maybe a defender, but again, it's just potluck. I think look, at the end of the day, they'll still come third, fourth, or fifth, but it's where they're. I mean, we mentioned Beck. He's took a place that I wouldn't have thought. Ross County, we're going to get to very shortly. I've vastly improved on Derek Adams, and both of us have got James Brown, so I don't think we'll be shifting him. So it's good to put somebody in. So Boyle's also won because he's got previous, but the Mitchell's doing okay right now, so I don't know where I would be able to get them in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So moving on to Kilmarnock next. They had a 1-0 defeat to Hearts, and it was looking all set for a draw against Aberdeen, but they scored in the 92nd minute. Anything from Kilmarnock? You sold Armstrong.
I sold him, but I think he will come back at some point. He's just, that was just maybe, as I said, I can't really manoeuvre because he was playing in the number 10.
Yeah.
Try to be smart, try to be ahead of the curve. Didn't work out last night, but
he actually got 6 points last night, when considering he didn't score or assist.
I know, that's what I've seen. Turn,
he got the 3 bonus points. So I've got him. I can't really move him because I've got enough fires everywhere else. But when you get a return like that without a goal and assist, it's quite pleasing. They do have Celtic next, so you're probably just going to have to write that off. But they were pretty bad out of form. So that win last night is, you know, it's probably just stopped the rot. And you never know, their manager could be in danger of getting the call. Back to the Granite City, we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, I like Armstrong, and I think come the end of the season, we're probably my team again. It's just I took a punt on Cantwell, I can look to see what happens.
No,
can always jump back.
Seemed reasonable. So moving on to Livingston. Well, the good news for Livingston fans is they didn't lose at all because they hadn't played any of the game weeks. So still hard to know where we stand. They are bottom of the league. They've had the rest, which I suppose is one good thing. They do double shortly, albeit not the greatest fixtures, but I've still got Livingston assets. I'll hold them till we get through that double. Peter, I don't think you've got any of Livingston in your team, no?
No, I got rid of them last time. Potentially bring one in and a wee punt for a double at the penalty taker, Kelly, at a pretty bit.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I don't see me going back if they do look really poor this year. Yeah. I think Martin Dale's run out of magic. He's been obviously it's a lot of turnover every year with that team, but they look dead and buried now, that's early. And the thing is, any teams run about them who's been in trouble have changed their manager. Maybe that's another will. So I don't see Lennox in sacking him because I know that kind of club and he's in there for the roots, but I think they're on a downward trajectory and I wouldn't be interested in buying other players.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if this break has done them any good. Only time will tell. So moving on to Motherwell. Again, a team badly out of form. They had the 3-3 draw to Dundee, and probably the most surprising result of the game week was a 3-0 loss to Ross County. I tried to be smart and take in a Motherwell defender, And that's obviously blown in my face, and I'll need to move that on. But the decline from Motherwell's just unbelievable. Yourself?
Yeah, I was surprised with that because they finished the season quite well under Kitwell. I think we were talking quite highly of them. They played quite well, start the season not too bad. Whenever I see them playing us, I always think they look organised, but obviously you play more than the whole season, and they just look terrible playing in Dels. I've still got Beerus up front. I know he scored last week, but ideally, I think all going, if I don't have any injuries or stuff, I'd probably shift him out as well. So they're a hard avoid. I can't see the board accepting a couple more results like that, and I think Kitwell could be on the chalk block as well.
Yeah, no, they've got St Johnstone next, St Mirren and then Rangers, so see how they do there. Okay, so my team, Rangers, did a good 2-0 win over St Mirren, and I got to say 1-0 win at Hearts last night. I think for me, they're ticking along okay, but there's no real standouts in the team. Outside of Tav, obviously Sima is on form at the moment. Cantwell, I think, was a good shout, certainly in the St Mirren game. I wouldn't have blamed you for that move. And we both took in McCausland because he's such a cheap value. He's getting the minutes. You know, there is value there. But it's hard as a Rangers fan to know where to go because, you know, the obvious move would go to Sima, but then Danilo could get in amongst the goals and you miss out there. So I think defence is probably the strongest point. I've seen quite a few teams with Butland. They must be doing pretty well. Tavernier, Goldson, Balogun, you know, we're pretty solid at the back, but no real standouts. The only good thing for me is that we're grinding out the results. So Dundee this weekend, that should be a good one. And then the cup final, St Johnstone, Motherwell after that. So they're doing well without being outstanding, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Seema's the one, I think, when I looked, obviously they're near the top, you start looking at teams around about you more closely, and as you mentioned, there are quite a few managers have either the Butland or the Goldson / Barisic double up.
Yeah.
And I've quite a lot kept on the Seema as well, so it shows you it is working if you're near the top. Cantwell, I liked him last season. I said this year I wouldn't touch him because he's getting a good position, but then he's back to number 10. That was my idea bringing the transfer in. Give a couple of weeks, he could still work out. McCausland is a reason. I've already got 0.2 transfer value on him, so I've signed him at 3.3, so that's not too bad. But as you said, he's not a striker, he's a midfielder, so only for that reason. And I can probably see him at some point when I start kind of rejigging a team that I'd like to get Seema in there. Because Seema does look like he's pretty nailed.
Yes.
He's getting better. I think he looks better the more I see him play, so I don't see him getting dropped anytime soon. Whereas I still think Danilo's still a rotational risk sometimes with Dessers, as much as Dessers, I think, a very poor striker. I still think he rotates him.
There's a lot of games ticking fast at the moment.
Seema's the one I'd want to bring in if money was no option.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's a lot of questions on that one. So moving on to an informed team at the moment, Ross County. 3-0 win over Motherwell. A goal from the lesser spotted Danda was good. But since Adam's come back, I think that's three clean sheets they've had in a row. Brown, we've both got, has done pretty well. They've got St Mirren, Dundee, Hibs, and pretty reasonable fixtures there. But definitely there's value in the Ross County team, and we weren't saying that at the start of the season.
Yep, if you told me my Ross County double up would have helped me in defence, helped me get to the top 10, I wouldn't have believed you, but there you go. Three games in a trot, laid loss, ticking over nicely. Brown's quite a good attacking midfielder, backing defender, sorry, and as you say, the less supported Danda by 10-pointer this week. Surprise.
Yeah.
But
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He's got them playing well, so this shows you that a change of manager, the manager knows what he's doing. Ross County now are a team that you probably would be happy to invest in as one of your cheap players, either up front to defence, and you'll get returns out of them. So I'm happy with Ross County right now and hope that continues the next couple of game weeks.
Yep. So we've got St Johnstone next. They lost 3-1 to Celtic, and they had a nice 1-0 win over St Mirren. Again, another team that's playing quite well under new management. They do double as well in the coming week, but their fixtures aren't great. You might want to put a defender in there, but again, they've not been excellent this season. So it's going to be hard to make that move, but... You got any leanings towards St Johnstone?
Maybe a defender for the double because I expected Craig Levein's side to be quite defensively minded, and it has kind of turned out. I know Celtic beat them 3-1, but for a long time in that game, I didn't see Celtic getting out to it. They were very organised. I made the 6-4-0 joke online, obviously, straight away, but they were. And actually, they did look quite dangerous on the break. So I know he became quite a bit of a joke figure. I suppose he'd end his career at Hearts, but he's a decent manager. He's done it for a long time. I expect him to probably stay safe, and I think a defender, I don't see any midfielder strikers I'd want. I think a defender maybe is a cheap alternative could be there as well if you want to mix and match the defence.
The only issue with a double is it's Hibs and Rangers, and unless you're going to take a -4 just to maybe make those 4 points back. They do have Kilmarnock the week after. That might ease the pain a little bit, but down at the bottom of the league's area for a reason. So last up, a team that had been in good form and we'd all backed in previous weeks, but back-to-back defeats. St Mirren, 2-0 defeat to Rangers, 1-0 loss to St Johnstone. I think in terms of the defence in O'Hara, it's going to be hard to keep them. We might have had enough value out of them. They do have Ross County, Motherwell, probably teams that are not as good as them, but they're just on that bad run that's hard to turn around.
Well, Tanzer went off half-time as well yesterday, so injured. There's a question on it. I couldn't find any information on it, so to be whipped at half-time is not a good thing. And as you said, I think the next two games is as much as I'm going to give O'Hara, and I think after that, he'll be off scale for potentially back to Armstrong at that point. So
They
look pretty poor, and if that's the two fullbacks out, who are probably the quite attacking fullbacks, I just don't see the goals of the team anywhere either. They look pretty poor. They're good starts came to an end quite abruptly.
So that's just covers off everyone that's played. Hopefully you can take of that what you will. There's obviously teams on form, teams off form, just your typical Scottish football. So that's that covered off. I did have a quick look at the top 10. Tom normally covers that, and I think Ross County have got about 5 folk in the top 10. So they are riding high at the moment.
It's one of them. Leek's got a goal, didn't he? Leek was pretty good at the week. I think he's a defender that scored.
Yeah.
Right.
He got sent off as well, so.
Like magic. Right. Questions. Quite a lot of questions, Donny. So I'm going to do the ones I've got first. And then if there's any I missed, you can.
Yeah, go for it.
So first up is from FPL Liger. Is Seema a must have now? Cool, we didn't look at the race again. Who's the best vice captain option this week? So we'll leave vice captain bit to at the end when we do our teams and that, but Jake Seema's must have, or
It's a problem because I've got Danilo, so I would have to do a straight switch. I did toy with having them both, just to see what that looks like. But he's on form. It's hard to, you know, he's not going to get dropped if he's on form. Whereas Danilo could quite easily be rotated. Rangers have got Dundee at the weekend. Then we play Betis. Then we've got the cup final, and then we've got another fixture next week. Yeah, so the games come thick and fast, but. If you've got a striker on form and it's the same at Celtic, then you're maybe just going to have to back them and hope that you're correct.
I think it seemed to cost less than Danilo, is that right?
Yeah, it's about 5.5 million. I did have a look. Lower 5 million.
You just know it's going to happen if you make that move, don't you? You're going to.
I know. That's why I was toying. If I get them both, would that work? But we'll wait and see.
Right. I personally would like to have them. Yep. I had him at some one point of the season. He was ticking along quite nicely, and then I changed the team to get midfielders in. But I think if he continues this form all through the winter, I think he's going to be a must-have striker in there. Next up is from Kevin Wood. Can I cover on more of this question? Is what would be your ideal front three until winter break be?
What did I write?
So money's no option. Just any front three you would have.
So right now, I guess it would be. I think O is going to overtake Kyogo, and just because he's on form, I think that could be a shout. Brave, but C-Matt and probably Shankland. I think with the budget forwards, you'll get goals from time to time, but I think with the premium forwards, you should get more consistency. We've got Kyogo, he's not hitting it. He could easily return back. I feel we've been saying that for a few weeks now, and he's not, so... It could easily have changed, but right now the striker's on form. Seema, O, and probably Shankland.
I tend to agree. The only thing with Kyogo is I just think he's going to end up playing the two of them up top at some point. But then if he does that, I think it will be Kyogo who ends up playing a wee bit deeper because he kind of liked the play he was doing at St Johnstone. So if I see that next weekend, or if I see him playing the two of them, then I think O's the one to go for. But I'm holding judgment right now that. We've probably got an ex-Comarco on that pitch. It might be all up front. Kind of big, brute of a boy. I don't think I disagree with that. It's going to be weird seeing a team without Kyogo up front, but he hasn't been hitting form, and I think one assist. That's what he said in the last four games. So, to me, it's you've got to take him times, just put my green tinted glasses off and realise it's time to move on for the wee man to somebody else.
Indeed, yep.
Next up is from James McLeod. As Commander_Kilt, he asked about the Scott Tans injury. I looked, I couldn't see anything. All I would say is, Tessels should come Friday. Maybe they'll ask Robertson then, and if his idea he's not playing, then get him out. That's what I'd be doing if. Because I like Tans, I moved to him off from strain to Tans, just on our fullback. But if he's come off at half time, unless it's maybe just precautionary, then it'd be sell. But again, we always just listen to the Tessels Friday or Saturday morning before you make your moves.
Yeah.
Next up is from Mailstars 4. Is 4-3-3 a more viable strategy now as materials don't seem to be doing much apart from Celtic? Any hidden gems? Well, the hidden gems thing, I suppose, is no, because the hidden gems, they don't stay in very often this game because they come in. 4-3-3, how do you set your team up, Donny? I set mine up.
I had 3-4-3. I always feel there's better value in the middle. Like Armstrong, he got that 6 points and didn't score or assist. I think it's too difficult to predict at the back any team that's going to make a clean sheet. So I prefer penalty takers in midfield or goal scoring midfielders. I load up in my midfield, so I only play three at the back.
I tend to just do it depending on who the fixtures are. If anybody's playing Rangers or Celtic, I try to bench them, so it changes kind of week to week. So it's normally sits at a 4-4-2, but if, for example, I've had two who's playing this weekend, Dundee, Beck's sitting on the bench this week. He's a very strict player, so... If he does anything, he comes on. I don't kind of do it. I just do it by the games I'm playing. Right, that was the questions from my side of the draw. Let's see what you've got, if you can find any. Right, FP Liger again. Kyogo situation, time to move the vice-captain, or should we be looking to enable a Celtic third Celtic midfielder? Shankland doesn't seem able to move yet. Well, I disagree with the Shankland. I think Shankland is the move. I think he would go for Shankland, no problem. I think he scored any game.
Yeah.
Celtic midfield situation for third. Well, who would be your third midfielder? That's what I'd ask back.
Probably have to be Turnbull. You're going to have Palmer. You're going to have
maybe he's thinking
O'Reilly.
McGregor, because McGregor has done it twice. But, I think that's too many eggs in the one basket.
Yeah, definitely is.
If, like you said, if O takes a top striker position, you just move to it's a simple move. That's the way I would look.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have three centre midfielders. I know it was some at one point the leader had three, because he'd Turnbull, obviously Palmer, Royal, and it worked. But then Turnbull doesn't see much action the next game, so it's a risk. I wouldn't be taking the risk with that one. You agree?
Yeah, I think you need to have a balance, because there'll be other midfielders in the game that will make up for it. If, like you say, Turnbull's on the bench and he only gets a couple of points, you're stuck with him.
Right, next up is from Nathan Scoble at Scobie Bryant 36. Who are you targeting in the coming game weeks?
So there is this double game week coming up. So I've already got two Livingston players, so I'll hold on to those. I think with the month of December, with the game sticking fast and the weather, you can't look too far ahead. I mean, you have three Celtic, you've probably got at least two Rangers. Aberdeen are out of form, Hibs are, okay, Hearts are okay, St Mirren are dipping in form. You're probably best just to see it week by week, would be my judgment, and just go for there. As I see, Manoa, the two guys we're talking about just now, get on them probably sooner rather than later and see how it is. The only thing with Celtic is you don't see the team news this weekend, so if you make that change and it backfires, and Kyogo could score, and then you've lost all the momentum. But Sima, you'll know if he's playing on Saturday. So, as I say, a double game week, look ahead to that, but probably not much further, because you get one postponement with the bad weather and then you're up the creek.
Yep, totally agree. I wouldn't be going further or try to plan a team further in week 1 or 2 weeks at a time. As you said, the weather situation. Pretty soon, Celtic Rangers will finish their European adventure for the while. Celtic for good, actually, but Rangers for the time being. Yep. Then it'll back to one game a week, potentially. So that way, you'll maybe get a more settled, organised team. And after that, we've got the transfer window. You've got new players in, so it all starts again. Next up is from Gavin, with all the numbers after his name. Which strikers? I'm finally shipping out Kyogo. I wondered about Sima. Are we back to other seasons that didn't pay to spend on strikers? Well, we mentioned Sima quite a few times on this. I think we're quite happy. If you're sick of Kyogo, you want to go to Sima, I think that's quite a valid move. And no, I don't see this a season with the strikers yet. I think it's too early. I think Sima's been scoring pretty well.
Yeah.
But is it really him? I don't know really else. Kyogo started well, but he's been cold. Shanklin's kind of on fire. So I think you could easily.
Probably enough in the premium market that if you've got two out of three, you should do okay. And there's nothing in the budget department that is really, hot in their tails. You've got Simon Murray, but he can go 3-4 games without scoring. So I think you've just got to stick with the premiums. Hope you get it right in midfield and maybe a bit of luck at the back. And, that should see you through. But December's difficult. Rotation, pitches not being great. It's a hard game to play at this time of the year.
Next up is from FPL Kenobi. Is Palmer now essential, even if it means substituted team to remove one of Kyogo or Scales? Well, you did that because you took out Scales to bring in Palmer, so you're going to agree with it.
This was a question we had probably a few weeks ago, so you've probably missed the boat in that respect. We saw in these last two games, Celtic won comfortably in both, but didn't keep a clean sheet. So Scales, for that reason, you can just sell, get the cash, and Palmer, albeit he missed that penalty, whatever game week it was, he was back on them again. So that's just another tick in the box. Him and O'Reilly are essentials as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. If moving Kyogo to fund it is the only reason behind it, then I would still agree. Until Kyogo shows something, then shift him.
Exactly.
You don't need to get a lot of player because you think he's going to do it. Shift him until the time is right.
Yep.
Next up is from Matt Harvey, Matt Harvey 3, and he asks, what to do with Danilo, Donny?
Good question, because that's who I've got. I mean, as I say, it's difficult. I would look to see what the team news is this weekend. If they're both playing, him and Sima, if you've got them, just play them. If it is makes sense to move, but as I say, he was on form for the last international break and then he's gone quiet. Sima wasn't getting a game and now he is on form. I will wait and see. If he starts against Dundee, I will probably just leave him and then maybe look to make my changes elsewhere. But he has become a problem because I backed him and he's not done anything.
Okay, that's all my questions. You get any more?
No, I think we've No, I think we've got them all. No, that's them all.
Right, okay, okay. So, the next game week is obviously Saturday. We will have five 3 o'clock kickoffs. You're going to see a lot of teams. The only one you won't see is the one that you probably want to know about, Hugo's Kilmarnock versus Celtic on the Sunday. So we have St Mirren Ross County, Rangers Dundee, Motherwell St Johnstone, Livingston Hibs, Aberdeen Hearts, and Kilmarnock and Celtic. So upon those fixtures, Donny, what is the transfers, captains and vice-captains plans?
So I'm not really sure on my transfers just yet. As I say, I've been toying with Sima and Danilo. That would require two changes, but with a double game week the week after, I feel I can make that back. Captain Tav, it's a stick on. That game against Dundee is pretty good. We would normally say Kyogo is vice captain, but because we don't see the team news, that is a risk. You might want to go O'Reilly. I think Tom went O'Reilly, so that would have paid off for him. So I've got O'Reilly question mark here. I'll wait and see the closer we get to the weekend, but definitely Tav's a stick on. Rangers forward could be a stick on. Wouldn't blame you for that. But they'll probably be a Celtic player as the vice captain. What about yourself?
Transfer plan would be Tanzer, but if he's definitely not playing, I might just roll so that I can maybe get a double. I don't know who I'd bring in instead. I mean, Livingston player for a double, but then Hibs at home, not too sure. St Johnstone's Motherwell. I'll wait to see the team news first, but I don't know. I'd like to have a second transfer for the double and roll because I've got players who are sort of playing anyway. Captain Tav, no-brainer. Vice captain. Son Kyogo. It might move to Powell or O'Reilly. The only thing I worry about, if Celtic go up quite quick against Kilmarnock, get two a lead, I can see him rotating players because of one last game in Europe.
Yeah.
I can see it happening, so... Probably the same Rangers, actually. If he's just playing him midweek, if he's up there, he's make. So that's my only thing that's on my mind with the...
Yeah.
Tavernier won't come off because he's a captain, but it's the vice-captain players, so...
Yeah.
That's what he watch for. So that's it. I know transfer is... I'll wait for the Tanzer news, but ideally roll so that I can have two going into double. And then, again, that's a week closer to winter, so it could be fixtures, depending. Oh, I'd like to have two transfers rather than one. Okay.
Well,
that's us finished there. That was a quick one, Donnie. There's no Tom here to talk for ages and ages and keep us going. It's always Tom's fault. So you want to get plugs in before we head off?
Yep, so I am at @FFS_Donnie.
And I am at Fantasy Half. So again, the cup's open. I will retweet the tweet for entry. You reply to it or DM me and we'll get you in. Okay, thanks for listening. See you later. See you later. Say goodbye, Don.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.